Annie Lou Wax is a member of our Committee on Nominations and Leadership Development. She sings in our chancel choir and in our Wednesday night evensong choir. And what a joy it is to welcome her to the lectern now to share with us her story, what she loves about Reveille.
Good morning. Stewardship is not just about giving money. We all know our faith requires us to give financially. We all know the financial obligations to maintain this magnificent church, support our wonderful staff, and sustain the numerous programs and commitments Reveille offers. All we have comes from God. He has entrusted us as stewards to share with the church the financial gifts he has given us. But Christian stewardship goes well beyond financial giving. As Christians, we have a sacred obligation to use and share all the gifts that the Lord has provided. I would like to mention a few paths to stewardship that have resonated with me. Maybe one of these will resonate with you as a way you can share your talents and skills in Christian fellowship here at Reveille. Music has always been my passion. Music has a strong effect on emotions. It's good for the mind, for the body, and for the soul. It creates an understanding that goes well beyond words. Joining the Reveille Choir was a very easy decision for me. We are so richly blessed to have Daniel and Tom. If music interests you, consider joining your choir. We rehearse on Thursday evenings from 7 p.m. to 8:45 p.m. We have a very challenging repertoire for 2019 and 2020, but the challenges are both fun and rewarding. The United Methodist Women is another one of my passions. Our purpose? United Methodist Women shall be a community of women whose purpose is to know God and experience freedom as whole persons through Jesus Christ, to develop a creative, supportive fellowship, and to expand concepts of mission through participation in the global ministry of the church. We have six circles here at Reveille who meet both evenings and daytime. If this sounds like a place to share your time and energy, please consider calling the church office for times and dates of meetings. Perhaps my favorite opportunity at Reveille is the Wednesday night dinner and service. Prior to this service, we enjoy a meal in the fellowship hall from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. The service is intimate, candlelit, where you may light a candle in memory or honor of someone. You may even kneel at the altar. It is a time of personal, peaceful contemplation in song, prayer, and renewal. We close the service with passing of the peace. Please call the church office to make reservations for this dinner before 8 a.m. on Monday of each week. To me, this is personally one of the sweetest services you could ever be a part of. It connects the dots from Sunday to Sunday. It really makes us feel one in Christ. When I retired a few years ago, I had to adjust my finances across all aspects of my life, including my financial giving to the church. But I knew Christianity involved way more than just money. I asked the church office for a list of tasks and groups where I could give more of myself, but in different ways. I still give financially to the church as best I can, but I engage in Christian stewardship in other ways too. And we all know giving, especially of our time and energy, grows our church, our families, our communities, and even each of us as individuals. And every once in a while, the Lord rewards our stewardships in unique ways. One Thursday night last winter, I was leaving my church choir rehearsal. I was crossing the James River. State trooper stopped me. He asked me if I was aware of the speed limit. I said, quite honestly, no, sir, I am not. I said, I'm coming from church choir rehearsal, and I was singing to the top of my lungs. He smiled the whole time he had me stopped. He said, well, I'm going to tell you what, after he looked at my driver's license, he said, this one's on me. But he said, the next one's going to be on you. He said, now you go on home now and enjoy the rest of your evening. And you keep on singing. But every now and then you look at the speed limit. I encourage you to pray for Reveille. Pray for the hardworking members who are on our budget task force. Pray for our ministry leaders as they seek to guide our church. And ask yourself, how can I get more involved in my church? How can I share more of what God has given me? How can I fully engage in the Christian stewardship the Lord demands from each of us? When you sow generosity, you reap generosity.